Hello, this is Stephen Whitfield with Drilling Contractor. Today I'll be speaking with Brooke Polk, Director of Program Development and Technology at IADC, about the progress of WellSharp Live, a distance learning training delivery option for the association's WellSharp drilling and servicing courses. Launched in early May, the solution was designed to help crews continue with training during the COVID-19 pandemic. Ms. Polk will discuss how WellSharp Live has fared in its first months of operation, as well as what the future may hold for this solution. Hope you enjoy. Hello, Brooke. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
So my first question is about the progress of WellSharp Live. It's been a couple of months since it was first launched. What have you seen?
So, Stephen, I just want to say we are so proud of the quick development of this temporary virtual training delivery solution. I mean, we were able to offer this new solution within weeks of COVID-19 lockdown and all the restrictions being placed on travel. So really proud of that and proud of our IADC team for accomplishing that task. Our goal is to maintain the quality and integrity of our programs during this pandemic. You know, we definitely don't want to offer anything to the industry that would sacrifice our program quality or integrity. We are embracing this new technology that's available for distance learning in order to keep our industry operational during this unprecedented time. You know, the success of WellSharp Live really does reflect the commitment of our training providers who have invested in the safety and competence of each trainee that attends their course. And it doesn't matter if it's in person or virtual, they're on board, and our partnership with our training providers has contributed to the success of this program. Based on the information and feedback we've gathered, WellSharp Live seems to be running very smoothly. Some of the feedback that we've gotten is that instructors are finding the simulation is actually running better than when they do instructor in-person training. And I was very curious of why they would say that. And so when I asked a few instructors, they said, Brooke, they don't have to share the simulator like they do in person. You know, through using the cloud-based simulation, they're able to have more one-on-one practice time with that simulation, so they're able to enhance their skills a little bit more in depth than what we're seeing with in-person training. So I thought that was really interesting as well. We look forward to all of the technology that we're using and new technology coming our way, and we're hoping it's going to open up doors to shape what training looks like in the future.
You mentioned the success of WellSharp Live. How does IADC measure success with this solution?
IADC measures success in several different ways. Along with the ability to keep our industry operational, which of course is one of our main goals, the success is the ability to safely and effectively train our workforce. And we don't want to just train our workforce. We want to make sure that our workforce is trained to robust standards that maintain that same quality and integrity as if they were getting that training instructor-led in person. IADC is committed to supporting the industry in developing and promoting a competent workforce. You know, ultimately, the people out in the field need to be able to safely and effectively perform their jobs. And we want to make sure that any program IADC offers is contributing to that goal for the industry. Our advisory panel members who have approved this temporary solution also agree with, we want to make sure we're keeping our industry operational in the safest, most effective way. And I think that's exactly what the WellSharp Live solution is doing for our industry. You know, trainees are still required to pass the proctored WellSharp knowledge exam, and they're still doing the simulation assessment. It's a little bit different now. They're doing it cloud-based. But it gives them more opportunity to practice because they do get a little bit more one-on-one time with that cloud-based simulator. We believe the knowledge and the skills that these trainees are gaining during the course are adequately measured with the WellSharp exam and those simulations. Some of the scores that we've examined, the data shows that the average passing rates vary similar to the traditional in-person class, we're looking at about 82 to 84%, depending on the course. But we're also seeing trainees finish the course at the same level of knowledge and skills as they were finishing when taking the course in person. That helps us maintain safe operations.
What are the lessons you've learned so far from this new way of offering well control training?
Well, as you know, Stephen, every time there's a change, there's definitely a learning curve, and there's no difference here. The new delivery method requires a change to how our instructors deliver content and how they interact with participants. It's very different seeing someone in person versus across a computer. Instructors have shared some of their best practices that they're implementing while now delivering in this new learning environment. They are using facilitation skills. I think that is key right now with this virtual environment. It has been extremely helpful during their instructional time. An example of that would be that instructors are becoming more aware of the need to ask things such as probing questions or open-ended questions, because it's a little bit more challenging to engage all the participants when you're in a virtual environment versus when you're in person and can see them directly face to face. So the use of those facilitation skills has been key. And with that, IADC, you know, it's always our goal. We're an ISO certified management system. We run all of our programs to those ISO standards. And this program or process is no exception to that. We have robust processes that allow us to adapt quickly without sacrificing that quality. You know, we were able to examine all of our current processes that we have in place and then refine those to meet the needs of this WellSharp Live option. As with any new change, there are going to be lessons we're going to learn along the way, and we're not always going to get it right the first time. I think that's part of the growing pains. It's our goal to continuously improve and to adapt as needed to meet the needs of our industry. Some items that we're talking about having future discussions on are providing additional training for our instructors or providing more stringent requirements if you're going to be a virtual instructor. Like I mentioned, it's a different skill set. So if IADC can offer up that additional facilitation training to help our virtual instructors be successful, we're definitely open to working as an industry to help them achieve success with WellSharp Live.
Does IADC plan to continue or extend virtual training beyond 2020?
That's an interesting question, Stephen. Our training providers and industry both have shown interest in continuing virtual training beyond the year 2020. There are many things to consider while weighing out the pros and cons of virtual instruction. I mean, ultimately, the WellSharp Advisory Panel will make the decision on the continuation of this virtual training option and what it'll look like in the future. You know, it may not look the same as it looks now. So even if they choose to continue it, it may have a different look and feel than what it does right now, because its purpose may be different. You know, right now we're using it. It was an emergency situation with COVID-19 impacting our industry so severely. Once the restrictions on COVID-19 that were put in place start to loosen, it may shape WellSharp Live a little bit differently, and we're going to continue to explore different options for the utilization of technology and how it can be used to best deliver effective training. You know, it is no secret that there are tough times in our industry, and every company is examining their resources really carefully right now. Virtual training provides the opportunity for some financial relief without sacrificing the quality of training, which is really important for the safety of operations. There continues to be so many unknowns surrounding COVID-19. It seems to change day by day. So what we want is to make sure we're not putting our people at risk if we don't have to. The safety of individuals and their families remains our priority. Virtual training is a safe way to continue that training without sacrificing the quality and making sure we're still putting out well-trained workforce. While we continue to monitor these restrictions in various regions, it's very hard because it's not okay to just take a one-size-fits-all approach. We can't do that during this time. Virtual training provides an additional delivery option for those regions that are impacted the most by COVID-19. You know, some regions are already loosening up their restrictions and allowing in-person training, but some other areas and regions, it's not even in the foreseeable future. So we have to make sure we're not just flipping a switch for our industry, but that we're doing it and transitioning WellSharp Live with a way that's going to allow everybody to be successful, no matter how you've been impacted by the COVID-19 situation.
Well, Brooke, thanks for speaking with me today. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of interest in how this solution develops over the coming months, and we'll be looking forward to seeing what happens. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you for listening. Please make sure to check out www.drillingcontractor.org for all the latest news and insights from around the industry.